chapter 20, verse 16, this evening, the ninth commandment. Depends on what translation you got, how that's going to work out. But in the King James, it simply says, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, several times in Scripture we're warned to believe the truth and to speak the truth and to stand for the truth. And Father, may we do that in these dark days of our nation. Father, Christianity is growing everywhere in the world except the United States. And Father, it's up to the church to reverse that trend. We can expect ruin, rapture, or revival. And Father, although I'd love to see the rapture, I'd pray for revival one more time to sweep across this nation. But it's not going to happen unless the truth is revealed to those that believe a lie. We love you tonight. Thank you for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thou shalt not bear false witness. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. In the movie Liar, Liar, you guys seen that movie? You know what I'm talking about? Jim Carrey? Well, if you don't know the plot to that movie, Jim Carrey is a lawyer, and he's always lying. He's always telling lies. And in the movie, he tells his son, who happens to be named Max, like my eldest son, he says, I'll be at your fifth birthday party. And of course, he doesn't make it. And when the little boy blows the candles out on the cake, he makes a wish, and he wishes that his dad would stop lying for 24 hours. And his wish comes true. And as you watch the movie, every word that comes out of his mouth is 100% true, and it causes him some major problems based on the questions that he's asked. And maybe though, that's what our wish needs to be for most Americans. According to some recent statistics I got, 91% of Americans lie regularly, both at home and at work. And when they were asked, who do you lie to? Here's the answers. 86% said they lied to their parents. 75% said they lied to their friends. 73% said they lied to their brothers or sisters. And 69% of people surveyed said they lied to their spouse. In our country, 97 out of 100 people tell lies, and they do it at least 1,000 times a year. Now that averages out to about 3 a day. That's what most people lie. We lie about everything, but the truth, folks, is we are all liars, both by nature and by choice. Psalm 58, verse 3 says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. It is so easy to lie. We have come up with so many creative ways to lie. We tell an untruth, right? Or maybe a half-truth, or we call it a little white lie. But in the end, it's all sin. It's all lie. And sometimes we lie without saying a word. One writer said the problem with lying can be summed up with three former U.S. presidents. George Washington couldn't tell a lie. Richard Nixon couldn't tell the truth. And Bill Clinton couldn't tell the difference. That's a lot funnier than I'm going to laugh in the pulpit. That's pretty good right there. But that's true, isn't it? You know? Some people can't tell a lie. Some people, you know, can't tell the difference. And some people can't tell the truth. So what's all that tell us? This is what it tells us. 2 out of 3 Americans now believe there's nothing wrong with telling a lie. And only 31% of our population believe that honesty is the best policy. And to all that, God says, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor, or you should not lie. Folks, God expects us to deal with other people with honesty and integrity. When Billy Graham passed away and you read article after article, thousands of articles written about him after he passed away. And the one theme that I kept seeing pop up in everything was his integrity, his integrity, his integrity, his commitment to the truth. The editor of Newsweek, her name escapes me, but she's generally regarded as one of the best interviewers in our country. And I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. But they had her, and they asked her about interviewing Billy Graham. She interviewed him in 2008 or 9, and you know, he'd already lost a great deal of his health by then. And she said, I've interviewed just about every important person in the world in the past 40 years. She said, but I've never interviewed anybody like Dr. Graham. She said, his commitment to be honest and to be truthful and upholding integrity and to have absolutely no facade or anything, you know, trying to direct her down a path. She said it was just, she said it just totally unarmed me and I wasn't expecting that. There's something to be said about being honest and truthful. And the first thing is this, I'm just going to go through this and just tell you, I hope you know this, but we need to understand this. I should tell the truth because lying dishonors God. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 22 tells us the Lord hates those who don't keep their word but delights in those who do. This all New Living Translation. It's a little bit better translation. I want to give you that. Now one of the reasons that God hates lying is because to lie, it treats like God like a fool, and it's almost telling him that he doesn't know when we're telling the truth. Hey, it's estimated that adults tell 13 little white lies every week. Every adult tells 13 little white lies every week. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19, the Bible says this, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now, right there we're told seven things which God hates, right? Amen? And of those seven things, two of those items deal with not telling the truth. They deal with lying and being dishonest. And somebody once said that you can fool some of the people all the time, and you can fool all the people some of the time, but you cannot fool God any of the time. And the reason lying catches up with you is because there's always two people who know you are lying. You know, and God knows. You know it, and God knows it. A man and his wife, they were getting ready to go out to eat, and the woman was putting on her makeup and the man was shaving, and he's in there and he's got a pair of shorts on and he's shaving. He steps back from the mirror and he said, where did that great athlete go? You know, he'd gotten a little on up in years. He said, who is this old man staring at me? He said, my arms look like pencils. He said, my chest is all sagging. And he said, I've got the stomach of three men. Y'all know what's coming, don't you? He turned to his wife. He said, this is absolutely horrible. It's terrible. Look at me. She said, tell me something. He said, tell me something positive. She said, your eyesight's still pretty good. Folks, you can't lie to yourself. And you can't lie to God. Amen. The reason why we are called to be people to speak the truth is because we serve a truth-telling God. God the Father is true. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 4, let God be found true, though every man be found a liar. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the truth. That tells us that God the Son is true. Amen? In 1 John chapter 4, verse 6, God the Holy Spirit is also true. And if God is true, that means His what? His Word must be true. And everything that God has ever said is absolutely and entirely truth. The Bible tells us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, which is why Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 17, thy word or your word is truth. And so when I lie, I dishonor the God of truth. That's why lying is wrong. Second thing is this. I should tell the truth because lying deceives others. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 10 says, someone who holds back the truth causes trouble. Or in the King James, he that winketh with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Listen, when you lie to somebody else, when you lie to somebody, you cause them trouble. You cause resentment. You cause mistrust. You cause bitterness. You cause anger. What about the past 15, 20 years, all these financial schemes, Ponzi schemes, Bernie Madoff, the Enron Corporation? Think about what that caused people just from simply lying. People worked all their lives in building up their retirement funds so they could retire, perhaps leave some fortune to their family and their kids and their grandkids. And because the lying of a few people, it totally ruined that. It ruined it. That's what it breeds. In Bible times, everything in court demanded on a witness. They had no fingerprints. They didn't have any blood samples. They didn't have any DNA testing. And so when somebody's life was at stake, lying could be fatal to that person. And that's why we have such strict laws about perjury. Amen? Lying under oath. I mean, they'll get you for that. They'll throw you under the jail for lying under oath. And so whenever you lie, you end up hurting somebody somehow. And this is a true story right here. This ain't a joke. This man, he was trying to park his car in a spot that was a little tight. And he scraped the side of a brand new Porsche. All right, he was in a Honda Accord or a Camry or something, a good car, but not a Porsche. And he pulled in there and he scraped right down the side of that Porsche. And he didn't think anybody was going to notice, but when he got out of his car, seven or eight people were gathered around looking. And they were just looking at him. They saw what happened. And they were watching him to see what he's going to do. And so he reached in his car and he got out a piece of paper and he wrote something on it and stuck it under the windshield wiper and walked away. And on that paper, this is what it said. A number of people around me think I'm leaving you a note that includes my name and address, but I am not. He got in his car and he drove off. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 18 says, like a club and a sword and a sharp arrow is a man who bears false witness against his neighbor. It's devastating. Two of the most vicious ways that you can lie to somebody about something is say something behind their back that's not true, which is gossip. You say something behind somebody's back that's not true, that's gossip. Or by saying something to their face that's not true. That's how you can hurt them. Proverbs chapter 26 verse 28 says, a lying tongue hates those it crushes, and a flattering mouth works ruin. That's what that's talking about. Hey, there is nothing wrong with praising another person. Just make sure you mean it. A man, when we get into these situations, it's tough, I know it, but you gotta be tactful, right? And you gotta have integrity, and you gotta be honest, and we need to realize that people need to be dealt with honestly, and that's what they really want. 94% of the people surveyed and asked, what is the number one quality in a friend that you want? They all said, honesty. They want honesty in a friend. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 23 says, in the end, people appreciate frankness more than flattery. Or he that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Amen. Third thing is this. I should tell the truth because lying destroys character. If you or somebody you know is a habitual liar, all you're doing is injecting poison into your character and into your heart. That's where that's leading. What happens if you drink too much poison? What happens if you drink too much poison? What's going to happen to you? You're going to die. That's exactly what's going to happen to you. You're going to die. And too much dishonesty will destroy you. Listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 44. He's talking about the devil. He said the devil, he is a liar and the father of all lies. Now this is what that means. Now, I know you've heard that said thousands of times at church, but this is what that means. If the devil is a liar and the father of all lies, that tells me you are never more like the devil than when you lie. Does that make sense? When you lie, you are never more like the devil than when you don't tell the truth. You see, folks, lying is his specialty. That's his number one specialty. And if he can, he will get you to become an expert liar as well. That's what he's saying. That's what the father of lies mean. And the whole reason, think about it like this. The whole reason our world is in the mess it's in is because of lying. Lawyers lie. I don't have no problem with lawyers. I have friends that are lawyers. But lawyers lie to get their clients out of trouble. Amen? I mean, that's what a defense attorney does. You know, that's exactly right. That's how they make their money. They lie to get people out of trouble. Hey, politicians, Democratic and Republican, right? Republicans, they lie to get somebody's vote. I mean, it's our political system. And the first lie ever told was told by the devil to Adam and Eve. The very first one. God told them, hey, if you eat of the fruit from the tree of knowledge, you're going to die. And what did the devil back that up with? He said, thou shalt not surely die. Very first lie ever told there in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. Now, that's what the scripture says there in Genesis chapter 3. But you know what? He really told them the biggest lie of all. That lie was his first lie, but this is what he really told them. He said, you can sin and get away with it. That's what he's saying right there. Amen? He said, you can sin and you can get away with it. God said, if you eat of the tree of knowledge, you're going to die. But you're not surely going to die. Go ahead and sin. Get away with it. Go ahead and do that. Now, I'm sure all of you know about all this violence that's going on in our country on college campuses and high school campuses. And the majority of our young people are simply out of control. Amen. It happened in England about 15 years ago. I remember around the turn of the century, I was reading stuff when first got the internet and everything was rolling and you could read that stuff. And I read this, kept reading all this stuff coming out of Europe about all these high school kids and college kids, just all this violence and beating each other up. And I was just like, man, that's interesting. And the author of the article said he'll be in the United States in about 8 to 10 more years, and it's on our doorstep now. And I kept reading, and I like reading stuff about that because sociological issues always intrigue me. And when I think about all this conduct and attitude problems around the world with many of our young people is this. When you teach them that there is no God, that means that you're not going to have to answer to God. Amen. Amen. If you teach them there is no God, then that means they don't have to answer to God. And when there's no God to answer to, why should I care if there's no consequences to my actions? Why do I care? Nobody. I'm not going to suffer any consequences. And so as followers of Christ, we know that's not true. There is a God, and that God has spoken, and he has told us you will be held accountable for your actions. That's what he has told us. Amen. Proverbs 11:3, it's true. It says, people who can't be trusted are destroyed by their own dishonesty. Listen, folks, lying destroys, and the primary person that it destroys is the people that are telling the lie. But, listen to this. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. We learn something. We learn that lying is not an issue of the mouth, is it? It's an issue of the heart. Jesus speaking, he said, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A few chapters later, Matthew chapter 15, verse 19, the Bible says, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. You know, and I've noticed lying will make a coward out of somebody. Amen? That's where most of our young people lie. We lie to avoid the punishment of something we did. We tell the teacher, the dog ate my homework. Dog ate my homework. Listen, it takes courage to tell the truth. It takes a coward to tell a lie. That's what it boils down to. We lie because we fear the consequences. We don't want to accept the consequences of our action. And the real reason we lie is because we don't trust God enough to be with us and help us if we tell the truth and have to face the consequences for it. Look in the Old Testament. What about Daniel? He could have lied. He said, no, I'm going to tell the truth. God stood with him. Mm-hmm. Folks, you can go from Genesis all the way to the maps in the back. Every time a man or a woman stood for the truth, God stood with them. God stand with you too. He'll stand with you if you stand for the truth. And that's exactly why the prophet Isaiah asked the question in his book in chapter 57 verse 11. He said, of whom were you worried and fearful when you lied and did not remember me nor give me of thought. It says, and of whom hast thou been afraid or feared that thou hast lied and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart? Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me? Listen to a few things and I'll finish this up. Listen. God cannot stand by you when you tell a lie. But He will stand by you when you tell the truth. Lying is a problem because it's hard to tell just one lie. You see, eventually, the liar becomes entangled in this big web of lies and all the lies catch up to you. You said, well, I thought you said all these Ten Commandments were for the family. Okay, I'm going to tell you why this is important to the family. Trust is the glue that holds relationships together. Amen. You don't have any trust, you don't have a relationship. Mm-mm. You may have a partnership, but you don't have a relationship. If you want to have a good marriage or good friends or a good business, you have to have trust. And it is so important that we teach our children the importance of honesty, integrity, doing what you say you're going to do, amen, and telling the truth. Telling the truth. If you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, you know what you are? You're a liar. Hey, if you say I'm going to be there, or I'm going to do something, or you count on me, and you don't do it, you have not kept your word, and therefore you are a liar. That's what it means. That's just bottom line. You know, I know all of you guys here, all of you want the best for your family, alright? Your kids and your spouse and your parents and your grandkids, alright? And if you want your kids to have a life that is long and good and prosperous, Psalm 34 verse 12 and 13 says, do any of you want to live a life that is long and good? Then watch your tongue, keep your lips from telling lies. There it is right there. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile or deceit. Hey, I told you, you're never more like the devil than when you lie, and you're never more like God than when you tell the truth. Just remember that. You don't remember anything else. The family you belong to will determine your eternal destiny. So the question really boils down to, are you a child of God or are you a child of Satan? You see, lying has an internal impact on you, and you know what? It's going to determine your eternal destiny. And so you don't think lying's a big deal. Oh, preacher, that's pretty old-fashioned of all them Ten Commandments you've been babbling about up there. Listen to this in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. This is toward the end of the Bible. It says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters. That's a pretty nasty list, amen. And then it says, and all liars. Amen. Shall have their part in the lake of fire. In the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Mm. Whoremonger, all them things, sorcerers, idolaters, and then he says, and all liars. Folks, God is so serious about us telling the truth, it's amazing. And that's why I said what I said this morning. I just like to cut to the chase when I give an invitation. You know, when a person is finally willing to be honest with themselves, that they're a lost sinner, and they're totally truthful about their heart, that we need a new one. Amen? All of us need a new heart. And we're totally truthful with a God that can save you and forgive your sins, and then God can change that person through faith in Jesus Christ. Then you become a part of God's family. Don't let anybody lie to you about that. D.L. Moody, he once said this. He said, it makes all the difference in the world whether a person believes the truth or a lie. Amen. Let's pray, all right? Father, we thank you so much for your word tonight. Lord, I begin this with a simple thought. Father, may we be people that believe the truth. May we be people that speak the truth. And may we be people that stand for the truth. We love you, Lord. Watch over us and forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Maurice, you want to come forward, please?